Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We all know that a dog is for life and not just for Christmas, but many people who bought puppies or dogs over lockdown are learning just how much work is required to look after our four-legged friends. And I'm joined on the line now by Kathleen Murray, who is owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts and chair of Donegal SPCA, to help with any issues you might be having. So if you have a question for Kathleen, get them into us, 51551. Although we have lots, Kathleen, to get through. Hello to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Hello, Claire. Good morning.
Let's start with Rachel in Limerick. She wants advice on how to get her older collie lurcher dog to accept and get on with a new small dog in the house. Her daughter got a female chihuahua 8 months ago. The older male dog keeps trying to fight with the younger one. So what do you do? They're afraid to leave them together on their own.
Yeah, well, that's a fairly common thing when a new dog comes into a house, because sometimes people haven't taken on board, you know, what it takes to put two dogs together, because they have two different personalities. So sometimes dogs are compatible and sometimes they're not. They're a bit like ourselves. We take to some people, we don't take to others for so many various reasons. But for an older dog in general, when a pup comes into the house or a younger dog, then it can be difficult for them at times, because they're older and they're starting to wind down a bit, and they may have aches and pains here and there, and they're not as up for play as much as they were when they were younger. And young dogs and pups, by their very nature, are mad for play, love a bit of fun, and they want to jump on the old dog all the time and run up to it and, you know, annoy it. And sometimes the older dog will turn around and snap to tell them to calm down. Now, that's okay in the dog world, because that's a very normal thing to happen. They just turn around basically to say, have some manners and, you know, get off. But people can sometimes overreact to that and think that they're being too aggressive and they're snapping. So what you need to do there is actually control the younger dog, because the old dogs tend to lie about a lot more. They tend to sleep more during the day. So they need their rest and they need their peace. So if you put the younger dog on a lead maybe and have it sitting beside you, or give it some treats or hold its attention, then the older dog will start to realise that this younger dog is not always jumping on them, and they'll be more tolerant of them in the long run. Mm-hmm. Now, you can also use a training crate. You can put the younger dog into a training crate in the room, and, you know, at a time when it's going to be calm and wants to wind down anyway, and have the older dog and the younger dog in the same room together. Maybe you could be watching TV or something, or you could be knitting or writing or whatever you want to do, and just have the two of them there in a peaceful setting until they get more time and get more used to each other.
Okay,
and
so
in time that will settle.
Yeah, cut the older dog some slack, really, is what I'm hearing from what you're saying, because it's tricky for them to get used to this, as you say, young fella jumping up and down all of the time. I have a problem here that I think a lot of people are going to be facing. A listener who has a 6.5 month old Labrador collie pup who's full of energy, getting walked twice a day. The husband in this family is working from home but is likely to go back into the office in the new year. So do you have any tips for keeping the pup indoors while they're both out at work?
Okay, well, like everything else, it depends on how many hours they're out. Some people work school hours, some people work 9 to 5, some people work, you know, shift work. So it depends on their hours. I'm not sure what their hours are. But if it's going to be more than a certain length of time, because puppies can't really do very long by themselves without having to go out to the toilet. And so therefore, this dog is going to need to get out to the toilet at some stage during the day. It's a long time for a dog to be on its own, so you need to leave some, you know, toys with it, its favourite things with it whenever you're going out. But the best solution really would be if you can find doggy daycare close to you, or if you can find somebody who will take the dog in, you know, for a few hours in the day, even if it's only half a day, and then leave it back in the house again for the other half. Or the other alternative is you're going to have to make some kind of a setup, maybe in a dog run safely outside somewhere, which is not the ideal thing, because so many dogs are being stolen now. Nowadays, it's not really safe to leave a dog outside at all.
Okay, so no longer than 6 hours, or what's the time
limit?
Well,
a puppy depends on what, you know, the puppies don't last that long, really. If they get anxious, then when they're indoors as well, they can start to become incredibly destructive. You could come back to a house that's ripped apart, you know, as well. That's the other thing. So I would suggest starting to get the dog used to a little alone time while you're in the house now. you know, put it on the other side of a door, maybe into a utility room, until it's used to being by itself, you know, maybe just for a few seconds at a time. And if it's calm, then let it come back out, and then maybe put it in later in the day again and leave it on. If it's calm, you know, let it back out. Don't let it back out when it's whining or barking or scraping a door. If it's going to do that a lot, then maybe put it into a crate or a cage for so that it can't be physically destructive. And then when it's calm, let it return again. Okay. No big introduction, okay. Just open the door and let it return until it's calm and able to stay by itself for longer periods of time, you know, during the day.
Okay, we've another family here who has a new, to them, 11-week-old lab, and the puppy is nippy with the children. It doesn't behave like that to the adults. The children have tried to make a yelp noise to indicate that it hurts when he nips them, but it's not really working. And when they say no to the dog firmly, it's barking and growling. So how do they address that?
Yeah, well, pups and kids are like magnets to each other. They absolutely love each other, and they're all full of energy, and they have no attention span at all. They're from this onto that. So it's great fun for them all, except when the nipping starts. And then there's tears with the children, whereas if that's with pups, it's different because pups can tolerate it more. The way to deal with that, basically, is to, there's several different things you can try there. The minute the pup puts its teeth on anybody, then the pup should be removed out of the room for a few minutes. And then when it's calmed down again, let it return. And then if it puts its teeth on again, remove it and keep repeating that, because very shortly it's going to realise every time it puts its teeth on somebody, then it's removed from the play and it won't like that. So it's going to start to temper that a little bit itself. The other thing you can do is put the pup on a lead, have the children jump about and play and do all the things that they normally do, and when the pup remains calm, reward the pup for the calm behaviour so that the children can play and be as rough as they want and do all the rough and tumble, and the pup learns to stay calm within that and not necessarily take part in that.
Okay, so it's about reward training really, isn't it, and taking a bit of time to do it.
Yeah, or you can teach the pup the command to leave it, you know, and that. But everything has to be done in baby steps. Nothing's going to happen overnight with the pup. It has to take several runs at it before the puppy will actually learn what it's supposed to be learning.
Maria in Cork has a 3-year-old Cocker Spaniel who digs up and destroys plants, eats and pulls up tufts of lawn while snuffling around the place. And she sounds a bit desperate here as to what to do.
Isn't she a joy to have? Lots of dogs love to dig. Some dogs are just diggers. They love to dig. They get a lot of satisfaction out of it. One thing that I would suggest to people with dogs that have a preference for digging, because not all dogs do this, is get one of those sandboxes, you know, like you can get them in the children's play shops or toy shops, but make sure that it has a lid that closes down on top of it, because cats like to use it as a toilet. So cats in the neighbourhood will come in there and use that as a toilet. So that's why it's important that some of them are in the shape of a shell and they close down on the top when they're not in use. And you can put a few of the toys in there. You can put things in there that the dog can naturally bury and dig up by themselves when they feel like it. And the dog will have great fun with that. So that's one thing that you can try. The other thing you can try is supervising the dog, you know, having them indoors a bit, have play times, have walk times, have exercise times, occupy the dog's mind a little bit more, maybe put a belt around your waist and thread the handle of the lead through that belt so the dog's actually attached to you, but your two hands are still free to do the gardening and to walk in and out, to make the dinner, whatever you want. Pups love that. They think that's a great game, and you can have them, give them rewards as well for behaving well while they're like that.
Kathleen, the clock is against us again, but we are going to have you back very soon because I have so many questions for you. We'll talk again soon. Kathleen Murray from Donegal SPCA.